Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.
Welcome back to the Inside Lacrosse Podcast. I am Terry Foy, joined this time by Rob Kamens, the founder of Lax Gripper, and we are in the eve of the 2026 college scholastic and youth lacrosse seasons, and now is a perfect time to be talking with my friend, my new friend, about Lax Gripper and the product that is created. But before we get into that, Rob, thanks so much for joining. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me, Terry. Great seeing you.
No doubt. So we want to get into your background, but we want to start just by laying the foundation for folks that are unfamiliar. What is Lax Gripper and why did you create it?
So Lax Gripper are hand grips that go on a lacrosse stick, and they help beginner and experienced players learn and develop fundamentals in a simple and more productive way. And so for beginners, it helps them learn and develop, and for more experienced players, it helps them further develop and master the fundamentals. And we do it by guiding the hand, finger, palm, and wrist placement on a lacrosse stick. So what we're really doing is guiding the hand and the finger to orient the palm and the wrist. And what that does is it builds wrist flexibility. And this is every time you hold the stick and get on the field. So it's really a great resource to use. Ultimately, what it does is it allows for you to create muscle memory. It develops fundamentals faster by reinforcing the proper technique, and it shortens the learning curve, builds confidence as well. Ultimately, what we're doing is providing a more impactful understanding as to hold and handle the lacrosse stick. And really, it gets to coaching as well. So what we do is we allow for coaches to teach and allow for players to learn in a significantly more efficient and effective way.
So I asked a two-part question, and there's a lot that you just said there that I want to build on, but I want to give you an opportunity to address the second part, and then we'll come back to some of the points you just made. Why Sure. did you develop this product?
Right. And so so really, the genesis is from my interaction coaching. I have four kids, third through eighth grade. I have two boys and two girls. I've been coaching them for several seasons in fall ball and spring. And when I had my oldest and I was teaching him how to play, you know, I was getting frustrated, not with them or any of the players, with myself. I had all this knowledge and experience, and I just couldn't effectively communicate that information to them. So I'd show up with a practice plan, and I'd spend half the practice going to each kid trying to figure out where their hands and fingers had to go on their stick. And then that would take quite a bit of time. So as a result of that, I thought to myself, there has to be some kind of beginning tool or an aid out there in the marketplace that speaks to this. And it just didn't exist. And I was shocked, right? Because you go into a store, you look online, e-commerce, and you'll see tons of shafts and you'll see tons of heads, but nothing that speaks to beginners, really, and let alone anything that goes on the shaft other than tape. So a light bulb went off and Lax Gripper was created.
So again, I want to come back to the points that you just made, but you brought up a good point that I think now is the right time to address. What is your background with lacrosse? Where did you grow up? Where did you play? What position did you play? And then we can talk a little bit about your entrepreneurial spirit.
Gosh, that sounds great. So I started later than most did in my area. I grew up on Long Island. I played close D. I had a gym teacher at the time. In eighth grade, who was the middle school lacrosse head coach. And he encouraged me to play. He gave me a stick after class one day. I fuddled around with it, pussed around with it for a couple weeks, and I joined the team. As soon as I stepped on the field, I just loved it. Just thought it was so much fun, exciting to play. And there were two values this coach instilled on me, lacrosse values, I should say. One is really having sound fundamentals, and the second was how to hold your stick the right way. I mean, that stayed with me throughout my lacrosse career. I played in high school. I played in college at Lehigh University. I graduated from Lehigh and played on club team for a while. And then I'm still playing. I still play in a couple tournaments every year. And I like it as much as I ever did before. Also, I mentioned the part about coaching the kids. Well, I've got to tell you, that's as much fun to me as playing the game. It's just a lot of joy you see when something clicks with those guys.
No doubt. So let's get back a little bit into some of the points that you made. And I think that there's a couple of things that are really interesting about your origin relative to the way in which you're emphasizing this part of the game, its fundamentals and its good habits. And so when I think about wrist dexterity and fundamentals, I think about Canadians, right? I don't think about defenders from Long Island that play at Lehigh. No offense. But with that being said, what I find really interesting is the not just the notion that like you, there is a right way to do it, but also that once you're taught the right way to do it, then that can be your platform up on top of which you can develop all of these other things that take you from, you know, good to great, certainly, but then, you know, also from average to good and everything that goes along with that. So let's dive a little bit into more into why you think the way in which you hold the stick is so foundational to the type of player that you will eventually become.
Absolutely. And so, firstly, what we're doing is we're trying to get the best you. Everyone has different levels of athleticism and coordination, so we just want to make sure everyone could really maximize the potential. As it relates to the wrist, you need to have wrist flexibility. If you don't have wrist action, you can't control the stick as well as you should, and you just can't learn the fundamentals and build on those fundamentals soundly. It's just you need to be able to move your wrist in such a way that allows for everything to happen impromptu, really.
So one of the things that is a challenge for your brand and your product is helping people understand why it can be beneficial, right? And we've spent a decent amount of time talking about what it's meant to effectuate the result in. But can you just describe a little bit more about the experiences that you've had with young athletes, both beginners and intermediates, using Lax Gripper and how it's informed their game and their understanding of or their adherence to quality fundamentals?
So, firstly, what it does is it really allows for a more enjoyable experience. And the younger you are, the more fun it is, the more you want to continue to do it. And you know what happens is, as you hold that stick correctly, you know you start understanding everything as you learn it, three-dimensionally. So you think less about what you're doing, and you react more. And so it's just easier to make that better pass. It's easier to try to do that roll dodge and not drop the ball. And so as you continue to do that, it's a lot about that wrist flexibility that I keep talking about.
One of the things that strikes me is there's this counterintuitive understanding of how kids learn from a motor skill standpoint. And little kids have smaller hands than older kids and certainly than adults. And so the idea of taking a grip and making what is, you know, whatever, I don't 3/8 in circumference, 1/2 inch in circumference or diameter, handle and making it bigger by putting, you know, a plastic slide onto it. You know, it might be a little bit counterintuitive because it's like, well, if it's bigger, then it's going to be harder for them to grip. But in reality, not only the positioning of the grooves and then the fingertips show them where to do it, but it also makes their hand more naturally fit what is designed. So, you know, as I've watched kids use it, that's been one of the takeaways. But the other thing that I think is really important for you to understand is the notion of it as a teaching tool. And not just in terms of like the forming those neural pathways about how to hold a stick and then having it, you know, connect to the elasticity of your brain, but also just the notion that there are three grips on each handle, right? It's sold in a pack of three. And they're different colors. So if you're coaching a group of kids that each have Lax Grippers on their handle, and you're going through a ground ball drill, then you can say, you know, top hand, and forgive me because I haven't committed the colors to memory. Is the top hand orange?
Top hand green.
Green. Okay.
Green. Yep.
So top hand on green, and then, you know, orange and blue corresponding to whether you're picking up the ball, whether you're throwing a pass, whether you're trying to catch. And so it gives you, as the coach, the verbal cue to tell your young athletes, this is how you're supposed to hold the stick. pick. And then there's this second layer of how you position your hand on that particular part of the stick in order to best grip it. So how have you experienced it as a coaching tool in terms of getting 10 kids to do the same correct thing all at once?
Right. Great question. So it really simplifies the ability to teach and the process of teaching. And the reason why that is, and it also allows for scalable teaching. To your point about 10 kids or 20 kids on a team who are all learning. One is it can be used as a visual aid. So if a coach has the hand grips on their stick, I'm demonstrating and displaying exactly what I want them to do, whether it be scooping a ground ball or be passing. It's much easier having a visual aid to reflect that upon kids so it sinks in. The second thing is, to your point, you can yell commands. And that's real time when they're practicing and scrimmaging. And that's very impactful. So I can yell, hey, Terry, top hand on green grip with that green grip at the top. When scooping, you're scooping top hand on green grip. Likewise, top hand on blue grip, which is generally in the middle of the stick to pass. And also, lastly, is it acts as an additional coach when no coaches are around. And what and I brought up in the beginning about spending half my time at practice trying to figure out, trying to get the kids to really understand where to put their hands and their fingers. You know, they have it on their stick, and I can't give each kid an one-on-one attention. And so it prevents the kids from getting lost on that lacrosse shaft, being confused as what their hand and fingers go, ultimately preventing bad habits from forming.
One of the things that I've heard you say is that you can't teach a kid everything all at once. How do you describe the role that this plays in incremental learning as young players are learning how to play lacrosse the first time?
Mm-hmm. So firstly, it's like a security blanket, right? It's you know, you have your favorite coffee mug as an adult, and you have your favorite toy as a kid or stuffed animal. So firstly, it's that. It's comfort of knowing that you have some kind of guidance without anybody around. But, you know, the issue with teaching beginners and beginners learning is there's an overwhelming amount that they have to learn. I call it the five fundamentals: passing, catching, scooping ground balls, cradling, and some defensive stick positioning. And if you think about it, I mean, cradling and scooping, those are totally nuanced fundamentals that are abnormal in every other sport. And by the way, scooping is like a dissertation. And so a huge contribution to that kind of learning chaos is the fact that the beginners do not know how to hold their stick the right way. And it makes it less fun. And we're here to answer that.
Go a little deeper on why scooping is a dissertation.
You know, it's a mouthful to say as a coach, right? And what's the attention span of a beginner? They're standing there thinking to themselves, man, this is kind of cool. They already missed a step, right? We say step next to the ball. If you're a righty player, right? Step, your right foot goes next to the ground ball. Put your butts down. Put the butt of their stick and your butt as low to the ground with your butt up, right? You can't be sunk into the ground. You can't dig. You have to scoop. And then the hardest thing about scooping is what you do once you get the ball. That's very rarely talked about, which is a different discussion. But it's really overwhelming. And everything I said is hard enough for an adult to learn.
Right.
And we throw that all at, you know, a beginner, whether they be adults, you know, as we start growing in the game even more, or the majority of beginners are youth. And so it's just a tremendous amount to take in.
So with that as the pretext, one of the things that I think is also important is this is not just a tool for beginners. It's also a tool for intermediate players. What's it do for somebody who has a couple of years underneath their belt?
Great. So it's the learning continuum is what we like to say. We're here for your beginner needs. And then as you go across your learning journey. So for intermediate players using ambi grips or ambidextrous grips, you can focus on getting to the next level of your fundamentals. So we like to say dominate your dominant hand, break bad habits, and also work your offhand. And the goal is to have your offhand as proficient as your dominant hand. Now, there's an analogy we make with our ambigrips and intermediate players who are learning everything I just said. It's a multilingual approach to learning, right? So, two parents in a family speak different languages. Well, the kid, by the time they're three, is pretty proficient and fluent in those two languages. The same holds true with our ambigrips. As an intermediate player, if you have them on your stick, you'll be fluent in your dominant hand and offhand much more quickly than if you didn't have them. So we're here to help you, again, be the best you.
And I think that's easier to understand once it's explained that way than it might be in the context of, you know, how you would. So if let me just take this one step back and kind of share how I came to understand lax gripper. So originally when I encountered it, I was like, oh, that's effectively it is meant to help. It's kind of like it's better tape, right? That's like the way that I thought about it. It's meant to help you hold the stick more strongly, more firmly, whatever. It wasn't until after you and I started to interact that I started to realize, oh no, this is actually a teaching tool, both for the reasons that we've already covered. The first being young players' ability to understand how to hold the stick, which is not intuitive. And then also for coaches' ability to communicate where the hand placement should be for, again, young players. So that was like kind of the first threshold that I crossed, where it was like, oh, this isn't like meant to help you like take a face off better, right? Like this is meant to help you get better as a young lacrosse player. But then there was this second threshold where I didn't necessarily understand exactly how useful the second layer of the product was until I actually tried it myself. And what it really comes down to is, you know, I was a goalie, so I am like the gap between my dominant hand and my non-dominant hand is incredibly wide. And I can throw the ball left-handed, but it does not feel good or comfortable. And so when I used a stick that had ambi grips on it and threw left-handed with it for the first time, it was very eye-opening. Because of something that in every aspect of life I've started understanding the value of way more recently, which is affirmation. When you do something in the world and you get no positive feedback, you are left to wonder, is this the right way to do it? Am I doing it the appropriate way? Am I doing it the best way? But when somebody who is an expert tells you, like, I'll just use the example that I use in my personal life. My wife for work goes to Europe all the time. And so as a result, she's very familiar with what a good price for a flight to Europe is. So if I were to shop for a flight to Europe, I would be like, hey, is this a good price? And if she says yes, then all of a sudden I feel great, right? Like now I know. Whereas if I didn't have that affirmation, I wouldn't know. By the same token, just having a lax gripper ambigrip and on a stick and throwing the ball left-handed made me so much more confident that I was doing it the right way. And it was a really eye-opening experience in terms of what the value prop is for, you know, these three pieces of plastic that slide up and down the handle. So how does that strike your ear in terms of the way in which it explains the benefits in a way that are for, you know, more than just beginners?
Oh, right. So the big thing that you're talking about is that confidence building. You know, if you can minimize frustration at the outset of learning lacrosse, you're way ahead of the game. And then at the same time, every incremental improvement builds that much more confidence and that much more enjoyment when it comes to play. And so just not to get off track, but that's where we help with player acquisition and player retention.
So, I mean, that's a natural segue into a topic that, you know, you and I discussed wanting to hit on, which is how can lax gripper help grow the game?
Right. So with our hand grips, we look to get player acquisition and player retention. When it comes to player acquisition is we're looking to draw players away from other sports. And other players that play other sports look at the sport and they say there's a stick and two hands. It's, you know, crazy. So by seeing hand grips, so it kind of softens that. At the same time, you know, there, and this has to do with the second cohort, which is intimidation factor for those who don't play and automatically look at the sport and say, that's just crazy because of the stick. And lastly, you know, from the acquisition perspective, we look to acquire those players who quit within one season or right after one season. They didn't give it a chance. They already have an idea like, this is terrible. What am I doing? That's an acquisition. From player retention perspective, you know, you have great and good players. And over time, those great and good players, if they're not getting better, or at least the way they think they can get better, they migrate to the sport they're better at. Not because they're having more fun, it's just what they're better at. And then at the same time, you get average players where they're having fun, it's a great time, they're hanging out with their friends, but over time, they'll lose interest if they're not getting better, and they'll say, let me try another activity. Let me try another sport. And then you get those players who are below average, who after a few seasons just get frustrated with it. May enjoy it, but they're like, what's the point? I'm not getting it. So, you know, by doing the acquisition of players and adding more players to participate in lacrosse, increasing the time horizon of players, and they'll probably play more often, you're looking to help the community at large prosper. What do I mean by that? Event organizers, professional leagues. You're getting greater fan base, greater attendance, merch is being sold. From the rec programs, you're getting increased registration. From club programs, you're getting a deeper talent pool, and manufacturers and retailers are selling. Now, Terry, there's one other thing I like to say, and we've talked about this. You know, the way the game is growing today is primarily as a result of Elevate 28, where a variety of organizations have developmental programs. And generally, it's curriculum-based, and they're looking to bring that across the country and in newer areas to lacrosse. And that's great. It's great. It's going to grow the game, no question. But you can make a reasonable assumption and say, you know what? For every phys ed class, we're looking to gain one or two players who are willing to participate more in the sport, join a team. And the reason why maybe there are 25 kids in a class, the reason why a lot of those other kids aren't interested, primarily, in my opinion, is that they're there for a class and they pick up a stick and they can't figure it out. And like, what, the class is done, right? So with the addition of last grippers hand grips, you know, you can get further growth. Maybe two or three more kids will be interested. Maybe three to four more kids will be interested. And what's great about that is then the other kids who see all these kids playing may have a second thought about not playing or in the future want to play. So our hand grips in conjunction with a curriculum based growth can exponentially grow the game.
So that addresses one answer to the question I'm about to ask, but I tease this at the top, which is you have an entrepreneurial spirit. So my question is, number one, why? Where does that stem from? And if you can share a little bit about your professional background, I think people will find it interesting. And then similarly to that, you identified a need in the market for the standpoint of you wanted this tool or this product in order to be able to use it in your own coaching. Why and how did you see a business there that ultimately you've decided to pursue?
Yeah, so the latter question first. It was really interesting. So many people would come up to me when I created the first set prototypes, and they were like, what is that thing? And I said, these are hand grips for a stick, and they help the players get better at holding and controlling the lacrosse stick. You're kidding. Can I get a set? And then I said, I guess, yeah, sure. And then my wife said, there's a business there. And so, of course, I had to go through the proper steps of an entrepreneurial newer program where you get the prototypes, the market validation, and that happened. And we were very pleased with the results. So I hope that answers that latter question.
Sure.
In terms of my my entrepreneurial background and my professional background, is I spent about 30 years in various institutional finance roles across private and public sector. I spent about 15 years in the private sector at various investment houses like Union Bank of Switzerland and JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley, where I was in their capital markets groups. It was either in the foreign currency division or it was in domestic and equities division. I also wrote a global macro strategy piece while at Morgan Stanley. I also spent about 15 years in the public sector working at the United States Department of the Treasury. I was invited to join the TARP program back in the beginning of 2009 to work on TARP. And TARP was the federal government's response, financial response, to the Great Recession of 08,
right.
2008. And then I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, always. And I've been involved with opportunities and projects my whole career. When I was at Treasury, people would say, what are you doing? And I would always say, well, I'm an entrepreneur and I side hustle at Treasury. And so I'll give you a few examples of what I've worked on.
Maybe sure.
That'll show some light of my background. So I had a joint venture with a retired NBA All-Star where we were power brokers to Costco. We brought clients across various industries to buyers internally there and other large retailers. I also worked with the NFL Alumni Association creating new programs to help drive membership acquisition and to increase retired player participation. That leads me to where I am today as building out Last Gripper, where we feel there's a need and a void in the marketplace that we're looking to answer.
Yeah, it's just so interesting, right? Because obviously you come from such a diverse and sophisticated background that, you know, clearly you have, you know, done the analysis to identify that this is, you know, a cool opportunity. But even still, I think, you know, the first conversation that you and I had in earnest was in the latter part of the summer of 2025. So call it, you know, about 6 months ago. And just in that intervening span of time, you know, the concept for what this business is could become, you know, has grown to the point where, you know, while you have, you know, a core product or kind of two SKUs, so to speak, you know, the beginner and the ambi and the, you know, one handle size and the other handle size. You also are understanding like, all right, well, maybe this business is as much or more about, you know, teaching how to play the game of lacrosse as it is, you know, about the actual product themselves. How have you evolved your thinking over the course of the last half a year, as you've started to interact more with the market and get feedback from, you know, folks either who have purchased or are interested in what you're doing?
Yeah, so folks who have purchased it, they really appreciate it. We soft launch. The reason we did that is we wanted to draw those who understand the real functionality of our grips. And so the biggest problem goes back to this coaching, because not every kid's going to have the hand grips. And at the same time, a coach who has the hand grips can give it to players to feel and touch and give them an idea. So the biggest feedback I've gotten really is how it can help for players with the grips and without the grips. Ideally, we want all players to have the hand grips on both teams if you're playing in a scrimmage or a game. And the reason why is you get two for one, right? You get two teams listening to commands with the same effect. And that's very impactful.
So as we wind this conversation down, where do you think this goes next?
Well, I think we need, this is our first version. And there's some things I have to do to make the product market fit even better. But where we are now, you know, I think it's very purposeful and really should be in coaches' hands, especially as we blanket the country. You know, there are newer coaches to the game. Other coaches don't really have an understanding of lacrosse that much. And that eliminates that kind of issue. At the same time, players should have the hand grips. Generally, it's youth focused, call it through eighth grade, but at the same time, it helps beyond eighth grade. And so we really believe that it's be encouraged to have them at any level over time.
Any final words?
No, I really appreciate you having me here, Terry, and I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. We really excited to have the opportunity to catch up and learn a little bit more about it, and excited to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, definitely. Really appreciate it, Terry.
Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.